It started around 4 a.m. March 28, 1979, in Three Mile Island's Unit 2 reactor. This is what it sounded like on our air 40 years ago.
State police in Harrisburg have been called to the Three Mile nuclear plant.
The pumps that send water in to cool the core stopped working. The reactor shut down and pressure began to build. A relief valve opened to release that pressure, but instead of closing when the pressure got back to normal, it got stuck.
If at the time this valve failed, the crew in the control room had taken a 5-minute coffee break, the computers monitoring the system would have corrected the mistake and probably shut down the reactor safely without any incident.
That's Richard Maloney. He, along with Jay Lloyd and Sandy Starobin, covered the partial meltdown for KYW News Radio. He says, unfortunately, the humans stayed in the control room.
The problem occurred when the engineers overcame the automatic system of the computers and compounded the problem, and that's when it got out of hand.
Maloney had spent time on a nuclear submarine while in the Navy, which gave him an understanding of the technology, but also...
I had overconfidence in the security, in the physical security of running a nuclear plant because of the way the Navy was able to secure theirs, unaware of the human element at Three Mile Island, which greatly contributed to the accident in the first place.
Over the course of this week, you'll hear much more from Maloney and other KYW reporters who were at Three Mile Island, along with a look at the rumor mill and news coverage on such a grand scale in the days before the internet, and a look at the future of nuclear energy. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.